This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to talk with Stephen Jones right now, brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you. Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones, good afternoon, sir.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're good, man. We are good. So I know that there is a long way to go, and I know a lot of work still has to go into it, but is it okay if I start looking at this Cowboys team and thinking that something special is afoot?
Well, yeah, certainly, you know, we think a lot of our football team, but we also know in the NFL, disappointment's right around the corner. So you got to take each game 1 week at a time. I'll never forget the words coming out of Tex Ram's mouth. He told Jerry when we first were getting involved in the team, remember, they pay their guys too. So there's no such things as, you know, somebody you're playing that's weak or anything like that. You got to come with your A game every week. And we're a young team that, you know, we feel like we can keep getting better, but a lot of work ahead of us.
It sounds, Stephen, like you have killed the 24-hour rule, and you're like, we are no longer celebrating for 24 hours. We get like 4 hours, and then we have to focus back again.
No doubt about it. I think we got to all enjoy that win. Probably sharing something I maybe shouldn't, but as Zach Martin said, hey, we've done our business, and it's 3:25. Fun day ahead of us.
I love that.
Everybody got to enjoy that win. Got to enjoy that win yesterday afternoon and last night, and I'm sure all the players are back focused on the Giants.
Stephen, it seems like you're getting so much out of your talent. Specifically, I want to talk about your rookies on defense. I thought it was very optimistic to think that rookies can make as big of an impact, especially kind of outside of kind of your first-round pick. But you seem to be getting a lot of production, especially from your front, from this draft. How excited are you that these guys are able to produce at an NFL level this quickly?
Well, it certainly is encouraging. I mean, we obviously needed it to happen. Theoretically, yesterday we were missing four starters on defense. When you think about D-Law, Neville Gallimore, Keanu Neal, and Dino Wilson, and to have these guys, whether it's free agents that we picked up with a vision for, or whether it's you know, rookie draft picks like Osa and Golston, and obviously Micah, it is nice to see those guys step up. And you know, the encouraging thing is all those guys I just mentioned are going to be coming back, and you know, we have some rookies who, you know, should be working back in here sooner than later, Kelvin Joseph and guys like that as well. So I think we'll get Carlos Watkins back this week, and hopefully Armstrong's not far behind. So, you know, we've got some guys who will be working back in. We all know it's a long season, and you certainly need the numbers in this league. I think I've mentioned on this show before that, you know, when Mike won the Super Bowl, I think he played 78 different players played in games. And so, you know, it is a journey, and certainly you need this kind of depth to get through, especially this day and time with the pandemic and things like that. There's certainly some challenges out there in terms of week to week.
Stephen, right now, everybody's giving Kellen Moore and Dan Quinn tremendous amounts of credit. And I'm kind of curious when it comes to, you know, when it comes to Mike McCarthy, what do you give him credit for with the success of this team right now?
Well, it's the ultimate leadership role. I mean, he's the one who made the decision. You know, Jerry and I've always supported our head coach and the staff that they want to pick. And Mike certainly put this great staff we have together, whether it's Bones on special teams, Kellen is the OC, and his staff or Dan. Mike was responsible for bringing those guys in, and then ultimately, you know, his leadership role week to week and how he prepares this team. I think he takes great care of the players and gets them prepared on Sundays, and certainly doing a great job leading us, you know, to a 3-1 record right now. And I think, you know, him having his hands on this team has been huge compared to last year, where he really never even got to see the team until, you know, 4 weeks before the season started. So I just think he's doing an outstanding job with everything that he's doing in his leadership role as head coach. Certainly when you decide to be a head coach that's not going to be a play caller, we certainly believe in that. We pushed Jason to do it. He started out as a play caller and then moved to a role where he was delegating those responsibilities. And, you know, we feel like that's the right thing to do. There's so many different things that go into being a head coach in the National Football League. We think it's the right thing to do.
Now, you'd mentioned, obviously, the return, we're hoping, this week of Carlos Watkins. Whether it's Nsekhe or Wilson or Neal, what can you tell us about the progression of those guys?
Well, I think, obviously, Neal's coming off a COVID list. I mean, that was just a tough situation for him. You know, he was sitting it out. He had 5 days that he was having to test negative, and unfortunately he tested positive toward the end of that, and then the clock started over for him, so he missed 2 weeks. But he should be full bore, ready to roll, and then Nsekhe's been cleared to play, so he should be ready to jump right back in there as our third tackle there. Steele's obviously been doing a good job, so we'll probably keep that chemistry and let Nsekhe be our swing tackle for this game. And then I certainly feel like Carlos has a great chance to be prepared to play this week. It'll certainly depend on how he practices this week, and then a decision will be made. But he's certainly making a lot of progress. Probably Armstrong's further away.
And then I know he went back out there, but how are y'all feeling on the injury front, or I guess health front, about Amari Cooper?
Oh, I think, you know, we'll just see what the week brings. But he went back out and felt good about it. We'll certainly monitor that. Those hamstrings can be tricky, but he felt good about it and felt good to going back in, or we wouldn't have had him back in the game. So he should have a good week and be ready to go.
So, Steven, as we were watching the game on television, Greg Olsen was calling the game, and as it got closer and us Cowboy fans, that I'm sure got a little bit nervous about where the game was headed in the last 3 or 4 minutes to hold on, they were wondering where Trayvon Diggs was. Were you guys kind of sitting in your suite going, hey, why isn't Trayvon Diggs out here stopping this from happening?
Well, I think it was certainly it was managing him, and I felt like, you know, he had some things that were tightening up with him, and, you know, we were trying to make the best situational call. I know they were on the sideline down there and, you know, feel very confident with the decisions they made, and understandable. I mean, in this game, in the NFL, you know, we've seen it happen for us, and we've seen it happen against us, where you overcome big leads, or the other team overcomes big leads. But, you know, we're very comfortable with the decisions we made yesterday.
Now, Trayvon Diggs won NFC Defensive Player of the Month, but what I really liked is that Dak said, good job, and then told him it doesn't mean anything. Do you like that kind of interaction, because it's like the focus is the bigger team goal? I thought that was a cool message.
Well, I think that's just, you know, that's just leadership at its highest and ultimate point. I mean, I think everybody understands on this team we have some really good football players, but the ultimate prize is to win a championship. And we know how evasive that's been for our organization the last 25 years. And I don't think anybody on this team right now has any focus on their individual awards or anything like that. They're all focused on winning football games and ultimately getting to get to a Super Bowl and winning a championship. And certainly Dak leads the way with that. He's the leader of this football team, and I think every day his focus, whether it be on any side of the ball, special teams, offense, defense, is to continue to have everybody have the same goal, which is win the football game that week, and ultimately knowing that you know, there's no joy in individual prizes here. It's all about the ultimate championship.
Steven, I think in the third quarter, that place was, I mean, probably as loud as it's ever been. It was a great atmosphere because you were putting points on the board. The defense was playing electric. And then the DeMonte Casey penalty happened. And I'm kind of curious, you know, what's he supposed to do in that situation? It was a legal hit. Everything looked right, but you got penalized for it. And I felt like that kind of took the gas out of the rest of the team after that.
Well, I felt our team rebounded from it. It's a tough call. We certainly, that's a very difficult call on officials when you have that big a hit. And it was very legal. He obviously hit him in the shoulder there, but you're still going to have that same type of head reaction on a big hit like that. We've gone over it in the competition committee ad nauseum. Obviously, we don't want this whole game to turn into a replay game, so we try to limit the number of calls that can be reviewed. Obviously, college does it because they're removing players from games, and we voted, away from that as well. So, unfortunately, you're going to have some plays like that during the course of the season that look like it might be targeting or a head-to-head lick, which is what the officials felt like it was. And I must say, live, I thought he had launched and gone high too. But on when you got to see the replay, you certainly saw that. It was very legal. He targeted just right and went for the shoulder, and it was a legal hit. It's just every now and then you're going to have some unfortunate plays like that.
Did we ever get an update? And maybe I just missed it, and I apologize if I'm behind the loop. Did Lyle Collins' appeal get denied? I know, obviously, he's still not playing, but is that situation wrapped up and we'll just see him in a few weeks?
I don't know that we've gotten the final one, but certainly – you're having to proceed here, under the normal circumstances. Once the commissioner makes the ruling, you proceed as if the penalty's the penalty until something were to come of it. So, he's three games into a five-game suspension. He's back in the building. He's able to attend meetings. And, certainly we've got two games left before he comes back, and it'll be great to get him back.
And how did you feel about what Terrence Steele did on this week? Like, he continues to grow and progress here.
Yeah, he continues to play really well. I mean, again, my hat's off to these young group of players.
Steven, did you have to shut the door just now?
Yeah, sorry about that.
You were like, no, you're being too loud out there, guys.
But we're good.
Yes, we are. Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. The question?
It was about Terrence Steele, just how he's playing, how he's doing filling here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I go back. I mean, he stepped up in a big way. As I mentioned, Connor McGovern did the first week. It was these young guys, Golston, Osa, all these guys continue to step up. And, it's just really great to see, whether it's draft picks or free agents. To see these guys stepping up, and ultimately we're going to get a lot of these guys back. So it should just be, great depth for our football team. And it's a long season. As I mentioned, the pandemic creates a lot of challenges. Certainly we play a game where you're going to have injuries, and it's, really nice to have players step in and step up, next up mentality when you have these challenges.
And there's another player that I don't know if it's because of challenges or what, but this guy just keeps making plays, and it's an impact play out of nowhere. And I'm just kind of curious your story of how you got this guy and how you found him. Jayron Kearse has become, we're calling it the big nickel package, but he's becoming an impact player for this team.
Yes, he is. And, hats off to Will McClay and, Mike and Dan for having the vision to go get a player like him. You're seeing more and more of these tight ends and these tight end mismatches that the defenses are faced with these long athletic tight ends. And, we just felt like the answer is to go get long athletic safeties and linebackers that can, that can cover these tight ends. And certainly, the vision was correct with him, and he stepped up and done a great job. Certainly when we draft a guy like Israel, I'm not going to be able to say his name again, Mukamu. But I probably butchered it. But it's the same type of visions. You draft a long corner in Nashawn Wright to cover the long receivers that are coming into our game. So you certainly have to counter these productive players, these productive offensive players with how you feel like you can make plays on defense.
All right, Steven, so now I need you to be a sports talk radio host here. We're going to go away a little bit from the Cowboys. You probably just saw the Georgia Bulldogs play. They have outscored their opponents this year 205-23 and played a good Arkansas team. They've played Clemson. Is Georgia better than Alabama this year, and if so, why?
I can tell you this. I got to see it firsthand, and a lot of those defensive players I saw on that field, if not all of them, are going to be playing on Sundays. I think they give most NFL offenses a big challenge, but I'm sure we'll get to see that game and live, and it'll be one everybody will want to see when Georgia and Alabama play each other, probably in the SEC championship the way things are going. But they're certainly an elite team, and what a great place to watch college football there, and they're at the University of Georgia. But they've got that defense they have is one of the best I've seen in college football.
And the last thing I got for you, I know it's simplistic, but it's been a minute since we've been here. How good does it feel to just be 3-1?
Well, it feels great. It's obviously better than the alternative, which is to not be as good as 3-1. And certainly it's great to go to work. I was talking to Mike McCarthy today, and there's a lot of things we can correct and be better with, that we can work on this week. And it's certainly easier to coach and easier to be tough on guys when you're coming off a big win and, you know, you're sitting in first place in the NFC East. But as I said, we've got to focus on the Giants. They're getting better every week. They've had some tough losses and certainly pulled one out yesterday, and they're going to give us a big challenge on Sunday.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Steven. Love talking with you every Monday. We'll catch up with you next week, sir.
Sounds great, guys. Thank you.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.